We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Michael Cornell is joining us this morning, Hamburg Central Superintendent. He's also president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association. And the association and other local superintendents have sent a letter to the new state education commissioner about returning to school 5 days a week. Michael, it seems like even if you wanted to bring your students back 5 days a week, you're really at the mercy of the state education department putting that in their guidance, right?
Yeah, good morning to you both. That is true. You know, the purpose of the letter was to really do a few things. First, to acknowledge exactly the circumstances under which we find ourselves operating in the hybrid models that we are. Secondly, to acknowledge the simple fact that, I mean, we're not going to be in these hybrid learning models forever, right? I mean, at some point, we're going to go back to normal. Some combination of vaccine availability, infection rates, and research will prompt a change to that. Who knows when? But, I mean, it certainly makes sense that at some point that will change. We also wanted to recognize the academic and non-academic costs to children of either intermittent or fully interrupted school attendance. And then lastly, to remind the state education department that when they do come to the point at which they're contemplating making changes to guidance, that superintendents have an important voice to offer, and we believe that we can inform their deliberations when they decide to have them. So that was really the purpose of the letter, not to necessarily advocate for one particular course of action or another, but to simply acknowledge that one will happen at some point, and we'd like to have an opportunity to talk with them about it.
So the people are clear, because it can be a little confusing what is required and what is suggested. The CDC suggests 6 feet of distancing in the classroom. New York, does their what's put out by the health department here in New York State, does that turn that into a requirement that there be 6 feet of distancing, or is that still a suggestion on the state level?
In New York State, the directive of the New York State Education Department that we got on July the 22nd was unequivocal, and it requires districts to ensure appropriate social distancing to protect against transmission of COVID-19 when on school grounds. So anytime people are on your property, you have to ensure 6 feet of physical distance. So that is the rule that school districts are currently required to follow.
But you're asking the state education commissioner to consider the American Academy of Pediatrics guidance, which says 3 feet apart?
Yeah, so we're just acknowledging that these are things we think about, right? I mean, we understand that the rule is 6 feet. We understand that as public health experts understand more about how the disease spreads, you know, thinking may change. And all we're saying is that, you know, if their thinking starts to change, let us have a seat at the table and let us participate in the dialogue. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, we got guidance in early July, and there were a series of clarifying documents that came out thereafter, and they were dropped on us one after the other without any notice, without the opportunity to inform their deliberations. And we're in a position at the time of having to shift quickly with no notice. And that's frustrating for school superintendents. It's frustrating for families and for kids and for our staff. So all we're really suggesting to SED at this point is when you get to the point where you're contemplating making changes to guidance, and there may be reason for them to do so, let us have a seat at the table so that when they make changes, we can execute those changes with the alacrity, transparency, and proper notice that our stakeholders would expect us to provide.
In other words, you don't want to learn about any policy change in a televised news conference from the governor. You'd rather have an insight into the discussion so that you can begin to make those plans so you're ready whenever a policy change takes place.
Yeah, and we want to support them, right? I mean, we want to be on the same page. You know, we've done everything to follow exactly what the state asked us to do, whether we have lots of notice or no notice. So our ability to inform their deliberations about changes also allows us to support the heck out of those changes when they happen. So, you know, that's really what we want to be able to do. We want to have the opportunity, whether it's the Erie Niagara School Superintendents, whether it's the New York State Council of School Superintendents. We want to have a meaningful dialogue with folks at State Ed, New York State Department of Health, about any impending changes that they consider so that we can inform those deliberations and then be able to execute and be able to support what they want in a meaningful and appropriate way.
What about vaccination of teachers? What does your group think about that and whether that should be a prerequisite for 5-day-a-week learning?
Yeah, I mean, we're not really in a position to offer an informed opinion about the efficacy of full vaccination of staff as a prerequisite. If they say it is and they say they want us to help, then, you know, I think many of us would, of course, jump right in. And if we're called to do that, we would answer that call. But, you know, in terms of offering an opinion about that, you know, that's a little bit out of my lane as a superintendent, you know, of schools.
That 6 feet or 3 feet or no feet or however many feet distinction, though, that is going to be a vital piece in deciding when you'll physically be able to open up schools for people in person 5 days a week.
That's correct.
And that information, do you think that's being talked about behind the scenes right now? I know you're asking to hear about those conversations, be involved in those conversations. Do you have an indication that that's being debated, or do you think it's not even being talked about at all when it comes to the State Department of Education?
I have no idea, honestly. I mean, our organization, I mean, our group of superintendents, the men and women who lead school districts, who are interacting with their boards of education every day, who are interacting with their staff and students and parents every day, you know, our feeling and the purpose of the letter is to be proactive. You know, I don't know what they're talking about at State Ed necessarily, but I do know, and our group feels strongly about the fact that we'd like to participate in those conversations when they happen.
So you don't know whether there'll be a change this spring or in the fall or not?
I don't. I have no idea. I mean, I wish I did. I really don't know what they're thinking about. And I don't mean that as a commentary. Like, it's just not a level of conversation that they would necessarily have directly with superintendents. And our suggestion is that maybe they find a way to engage with us a little bit more closely as these things start to unfold.
I know a lot of parents hoping for information as well. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll have a closer look at that letter and at schools going forward over at WBEN.com.